I feel like all my life, I have always played many roles, I wore many hats, and I guess that's why I call myself a jack of all trades. Diba nga yung very popular quote na jack of all trades, master of none. Pero lately ko lang din nalaman na that is not the full quote pala. It's jack of all trades, master of none, though oftentimes better than master of one. And I agree with the quote kasi, alam mo yun, it's not wrong to know a lot of things and exposing yourself to different types of skills or knowledge is not a bad thing. Like, nung elementary ako, like, I mean, all my life naman talaga na I focused on academics, ganyan, but I tried to have that one more thing that I do. Like, nung elementary, I was part of the choir, the Boy Scout of the Philippines, and then nung high school, I was part of the school theater, choir, a member of the youth environmental organization, the school publication, and the student council. And nung college naman, I was part of my radio organization. Like, I'm not trying to sound mayabang or buhatin yung sarili kong bangko, but gusto ko lang talaga i-emphasize yung being jack of all trades ko, and alam mo yun, finding the time to do all those things kahit na ang main priority ko talaga back then ay yung academics ko. And as you all know now, may syempre meron na rin akong main job, meron na akong trabaho. And I'm also a podcaster like this. I have All the Love X-Gen. And minsan I find myself asking myself na paano ko na-balance lahat ng yun before? Saan ako nakahanap ng time? At saan ko nahanap yung energy to actually fulfill those roles well, and like be the best version of myself in all those tasks and in all those roles. I honestly don't know how I pulled them off, but I am glad that I did all those things. Hi, this is All the Love X-Chan.
All the Love
X-Chan. Today is a Wednesday and it's time for the newest episode of All the Love X-Chan. Hi, welcome to the show. My name is X-Chan and this is All the Love X-Chan. And this is our fifth episode sa ating second season. But before anything else, gusto ko lang muna tanungin na kamusta, no? Kamusta kayo guys? Kung wala pang nagtanong sa inyo today kung kamusta kayo, here I am asking you, how are you? How's your 2021 so far? Or how's 2021 treating you so far? And syempre, hindi naman kayo makakasagot agad sa akin, no? Like, habang nandito sa podcast. So you can always let me know through email or sa ating official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. Last week, pinag-usapan natin ang moving on and getting over it. And I know that it was a very emotional episode for a lot of us, but mostly me. Pero ang pinaka nagustuhan ko talaga sa episode natin last week ay yung inyong mga answers sa ating question of the week, because you guys were really able to share some concrete tips and tricks on how to move on, no? At kung paano bumangon from that dark phase in your life. At para naman sa ating episode for today, ang title ay Work-Life Balance and the Magic of Efficiency. Taray, may efficiency sa title. Pero syempre mamaya na natin pag-usapan kung ano nga ba ang work-life balance. But for now, let's move on quickly to our ex-love list. And it's not a list again. And for today, ang gusto ko pag-usapan na minahal ko talaga for the past week ay ang Netflix film na The Prom. If you guys have seen this film, I mean, sobrang ganda, diba? This is a Netflix film, but it was originally a 2018 Broadway musical, and it was adapted to movie or to film this year. So the movie adaptation was directed by Ryan Murphy, and to be honest, I really love Ryan Murphy's works, from Glee to American Horror Story to Hollywood, like these TV series. These TV series changed the TV landscape. And ang gusto ko kay Ryan Murphy ay meron siya laging purpose sa paggawa ng mga shows na to. At meron siyang goal talaga na gustong ma-achieve sa mga shows or movies na ginagawa niya. And yan na nga, no, si Ryan Murphy ang director ng film na to. And to add to that, sobrang star-studded din naman talaga ng cast para sa movie na The Prom. And it stars Meryl Streep, James Corden, Nicole Kidman, Keegan-Michael Key, Andrew Reynolds, Kerry Washington, and I feel like this is the breakout role of Jo Ellen Pellman, who played the role of Emma, aka the main protagonist of the movie. And she plays the role of this high school student that simply wants to attend the prom with her girlfriend. But the Parent Teachers Association did not allow it. And that's where the story started. At tapos yung sa side naman nila Meryl Streep and James Corden. So from Broadway, nagpunta sila sa small town ni Emma to solve this problem with her. So dun talaga umikot yung story. And merong mga themes sa movie na sobrang nagustuhan ko, yung pagkaka-portray, yung pagkaka-discuss, and pinaka-memorable for me yung pagkakakwento nila ng story ng mga LGBTQIA+ community. Yung coming out, yung concept of coming out, and then yung pagiging inclusive sa society. Like, diba, merong mga standards or merong mga processes or merong mga events sa isang society na predominantly ay for the heterosexual society. Like for example, the prom, 'di ba? Pag nasa high school ka, minsan ang naiisip mo lang talaga na makakapartner mo ay yung opposite sex. For example, if you're a guy, you partner up with a girl, or if you're a girl, you partner up with a guy. Pero hindi tayo masyado aware dun sa concept na you can have a partner na nasa same sex as you. And then yung concept of coming out then na it is your story to tell, it's not anyone else's, no? Na kung gusto mo mag-come out, it's at your own time, at your own pace, and at your own way or manner. Walang ibang tao na dapat mag-come out for you. It should be really your story to tell. And of course, on the other hand, nagustuhan ko rin yung pag-portray doon sa movie ng theater, ng fame, and then yung spectacle of theater na it's really a story na talagang in-emphasize sa stage. And hindi siya nalalayo sa spectacle ng prom na, diba, you go to proms because you wanna have a good time, but also present that side of yourself na minsan hindi nakakita ng other people on a normal school day, ganyan. And Meryl Streep is one of my favorite actresses of all time. Like, aside from the fact that her zodiac sign is a Cancer. So, dun pa lang sa dahilan na yon, sobrang love ko na siya. Pero, you know, this marriage of theater and drama and LGBTQIA+, sobrang ganda nung The Prom. And for me, okay din yung length ng movie, hindi siya minadali. It was able to discuss all the themes that it wanted to discuss, but also hindi rin siya super dragging. So for me, ang ganda ng movie. And if you guys are looking for the next Netflix film that you wanted to watch, watch The Prom. Ang ibibigay kong All the Love Action rating for The Prom ay 5 out of 5 stars, of course. I really love this film and I might actually rewatch it. Like after I record this episode. And from the prom at sa ating ex-love list, ay pumunta na tayo sa ating question of the week. And earlier this week, tinanong ko kayo how to achieve a sustainable work-life balance. So this question of the week can be seen on our official social media accounts at All The Love Action on Twitter and Instagram. And based sa first look ko sa mga answers nyo, you guys again shared an interesting set of answers para sa ating question of the week. But for now, let's take a quick break. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveAction on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at alltheloveaction@gmail.com. All The Love Action releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. You are still tuned in to your favorite Wednesday habit. This is All The Love Action, and we just finished talking about the prom, also known as my ex-love list for this week. And para naman sa ating main segment for today, ang title ng ating episode ay Work-Life Balance and the Magic of Efficiency. And I really wanted to talk about this topic because, as some of you may know, we are still working at our homes. We have been staying for the most part sa ating mga bahay, like hindi naman tayo nakakalabas agad just to go to the malls or go to our offices, ganyan. And we mostly do our tasks, we spent our daily lives sa ating mga bahay. So gusto ko talaga pag-usapan ang concept, ang work-life balance, and kung achievable ba talaga siya. But first things first, let's discuss the concept of work-life balance. Or meron ba talagang work-life balance? And siguro pwede natin i-define yung work-life balance as finding the middle ground talaga between work and life. So what do I mean by work and life? Work is your career, your job. Like, this is what you do to earn money, to fulfill your needs, and to sustain the lifestyle that you want. Ano naman yung life? For me, ang ibig sabihin ng life sa work-life balance ay yung mga bagay na ginagawa mo to feed your soul, to feed your passion, and to make yourself feel alive. So yun yung work-life balance. So ano yung mga examples sa life? Pwedeng reading books or kung ano pang iba mong hobbies, like hanging out with your friends, ganyan. Syempre hindi ngayon na meron pang pandemic. Pero ayun, yun yung feeling ko na ibig sabihin ng work-life balance. And for me, one of the main reasons why we try to achieve work-life balance is to avoid being stressed out or being burnt out. Syempre, ayaw naman natin na maubos tayo sa isang bagay, di ba? Kahit ano pa yan. Kasi nga, pag naubos ka na sa isang bagay, wala na, pagod ka na. And there really will be a struggle to find that love again for that thing. And syempre, kapag umabot ka na dun sa burnt out stage, kumbaga, yun na yung dulo. So medyo mahihirapan ka na ulit hanapin yung groove mo sa kung anumang bagay na yon. And ayun nga, you will eventually lose the passion for your job or your career. So sinusubukan talaga natin iwasan yung too much stress and burning out. And to a certain extent, no, that work-life balance is a responsibility of your company, no? Having you see that you can actually achieve work-life balance is by allowing you to have it. And this isn't always the case. Like, we have to accept the fact na meron talaga mga jobs or careers that eat more than what it should sa araw-araw mong oras. And ako naman, you have to establish your own work-life balance if the situation doesn't allow you to. And really, you have to find that personal time to re-energize, to rejuvenate, and to rediscover yung ability mo to finish things flawlessly. And nirelate ko siya sa efficiency kasi, di ba, ang dami nagsasabi na yung efficiency is doing a lot of things in such a short span of time. Like, hindi naman porket you are, yun nga, marami kang ginagawa tapos sobrang tagal mo pa kung paano gawin yung task na yun. It doesn't mean na mas pagod ka or mas masipag ka, di ba? I mean, wala namang problema doon sa mga tao na they really work based on how much they really spend sa paggawa ng task na yon. Pero yun nga, yung concept of efficiency ay doing things na mas mabilis and then using the extra time for yourself to relax or to prepare for the next task, ganyan. Yun nga, kaya ko sinabi na magic of efficiency. Kasi, like, some people don't believe it, diba? Na parang, hindi, kapag binadali mo yung isang task, ibig sabihin, hilaw yan. No, that's not always the case, diba? Meron lang talaga ng mga tao na they find the easiest way to do a thing, but that doesn't mean that the quality suffers along with that. But before we talk about the other things, at bago tayo maging full-on time management topic for today, ang pag-uusapan talaga natin ay bago natin ma-achieve ang work-life balance, ano nga ba yung challenges that come along with it? Like, bakit ba tayo nahihirapan ma-achieve ang work-life balance? Ano ba yung mga factors and ano yung mga components na kailangan natin tignan that hinder us from achieving that work-life balance? And the first thing on my list is always connected. Let's admit it. Like, lagi tayong nakakonect sa internet through Wi-Fi, or kung wala mang Wi-Fi, we're connected through data. These devices are connected to the internet for the most part because we consume information online, lalo na ngayon na nasa bahay lang tayo. And along with that, along with the content we're consuming online, we are also open to the notifications from work or yung mga pop-ups natin from our work apps sa ating phone. Kasi let's admit it, like yung sinabi kong part na always connected, aside from the fact na you're always connected to the internet, your devices are also connected to each other, diba? So parang yung mga apps mo sa phone, meron din sa laptop, and then yung mga apps mo sa laptop, meron din sa tablet. So itong interconnectivity ng mga apps na to, and yung connection ng apps na yon, syempre andun yung work apps mo, to the internet, nakaka-receive ka pa rin ng prompts or ng message from work kahit nasabihin natin na naka-clock out ka na or it's beyond your work hours. And yun yung concept ng always connected. It becomes a challenge when you're always online. Kasi nga, kahit na sabihin mong gusto mong iwasan, pero nakita mo na mayroong notification or mayroong message sa'yo, syempre mayroong feeling deep inside you na kapag in-ignore mo yun, medyo burden siya. Na parang, so kung hindi mo man replyan, iisipin mo na yan the whole time na ito yung gagawin mo first thing the next day. So yes, being always connected has its own pros and cons. I mean, one of the pros is you are staying on top of things. Like, you know what's happening, you know what's the news. And ang cons naman is, ayun nga, when it gives you secondary stress kahit na hindi mo pa agad tinutuunan yung bagay na yon. But just being aware na may ganong type of message or notification, it already stresses you out. And gusto ko to i-relate sa next point ko na isa rin sa mga challenges nga to achieving work-life balance is, ayun nga, work, work, work. Ang presence ng work mo ay hindi natatapos sa email or sa laptop mo. Syempre, I'm sure some of you guys, and ako din, I'm guilty of this, na meron talaga akong work apps sa phone. I have my email, I have my office apps, diba, yung pag-edit ng Word, ng Drive, mga ganyan. And I also have the app for the main communication in the office. And syempre, the presence of those apps in your phone, it already blurs the balance and the division between your work and your life. Because let's admit it, yung phone mo naman talaga, I mean, it has the ability and it has the capacity to perform work there. Pero diba ang purpose before ng pagkakaroon ng work apps sa phone mo is for you to be able to do things while you're mobile or while you're remote. Kunyari, nalobat yung laptop mo, ganyan, continue mo yung work mo sa phone, diba? Work on your urgent tasks sa phone and then eventually, balik ulit sa laptop. Pero ngayon, nagiging extension na siya, full extension ng work mo. And just because you are able to do work there, let me tell you that hindi mo rin naman responsibility na tapusin yun through your phone. Lalo na kung ikaw ay nakapag-clock out na or kung yung workman na yun ay hindi ganun ka-urgent. Kasi nga, we're trying to achieve work-life balance. And siguro yung next naman na pwede natin pag-usapan ay yung pag-glorify sa pagiging busy or sa pagiging pagod online. I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen tweets or posts or pictures na mga tao na wala na, pagod na talaga sila from their work. And minsan, umaabot na siya sa level na nag-glorify yung pagiging busy. Parang nagiging personality mo na yung pagod or parang lagi kang maraming ginagawa. I mean, there's nothing wrong to express your tiredness or busyness online. Pero wag natin i-glorify yung pagiging pagod as the only way to see someone na masipag, diba? Like sinasabi nga nila, it shouldn't be work hard. It should be work smart. You should find ways to work or to accomplish tasks that really fits the way how you work, but at the same time still achieves the results you need for that specific task or work. I admit it took me a long time to actually find ways to work smart and find my own strategies on how to execute a certain task or how to implement a specific strategy. Kasi ako, like when I'm new to a thing or pag may bago akong ginagawa, I try to follow all the processes first. And I guess that's the key talaga, no? To working smart. I-master mo muna or gamayin mo muna kung paano yung traditional way of doing things. And if you think that there are some steps na kaya gawin much faster or kaya i-combine into each other, then that's when you work smart and finding your own style in working. And eventually, you will find yourself not being stressed out by that task anymore. And ayun, ako ang masasabi ko lang is wag natin i-praise or wag natin i-glorify yung pagiging pagod. Because when we glorify or praise yung pagiging pagod, other people might mistake it for being the only proof that you are working hard, diba? Na parang, pagod yung isang tao kasi marami siyang ginawa. That's not the case. Ang dapat isipin natin ay having the right amount of work in a day and still finding the time for yourself. Because yun nga, again, this all leads to the point na ma-achieve yung work-life balance and ma-avoid yung pagiging stressed out and burnt out. Yung next point ko naman dito ay not knowing your limits. Definitely, this is one of the main challenges para ma-achieve yung work-life balance. And actually, we can talk about limits in a physical way. Like for example, we are all working from home. And yung limitation and yung division ng work and personal life mo, medyo na-blur siya. So for example, dati, before the pandemic, pansin na pansin mo yung contrast between your work and your personal life because you work in an office. Diba? Pagdating mo ng office, you clock in, you start your work, and then when you're done with your work, you clock out. So paglabas mo ng office, you can do your personal things na. And ngayon na nasa work from home setup tayo, I mean, I'm sure we're all working inside our rooms or in our beds, ganyan, or minsan sa ibang part ng bahay natin na ginawa nating work from home corner or work from home station. So this already blurs that division between work and personal life. I mean, some people nga would say na, alam mo yon, yung tasks mo sa work minsan nagiging sagabal for tasks sa bahay. And minsan, pwede rin other way around. Yung tasks mo sa bahay, yun yung nagiging sagabal for you to fulfill your tasks sa work. Diba? Like, minsan nagtatrabaho ka, gumagawa ng report, or in a meeting, tapos maalala mo, nakalimutan mo pala magsaing, or bumili ng pagkain mo for that day's lunch, or for that day's dinner. So, nami-mix talaga. And ayun o, dati, itong type of challenge na to, hindi pa ganun napapansin. Pero ngayon nga, na isang lugar na lang yung workplace mo at isang lugar na lang yung bahay mo, mas naging challenging siya, mas hindi alam tuloy ng mga tao ngayon kung saan sila maglalagay ng limit, no? Bilang pagising mo nga, pwede ka na dumiretso sa work at pagkatapos mo mag-work, eh pwede ka na agad humiga or something. And that blurs the limits nga. And ayun, syempre, yung limitations din, nag-a-apply din yon sa emotional, di ba? Parang sa isang part ng araw mo, you are focused on accomplishing this task. So you have that adrenaline rush, you have that parang tuloy, yung nasa ano ka, nasa zone talaga, natapusin yung isang trabaho. And then mamaya-maya, maaalala mo na kailangan mo na pala maghugas ng pinggan or mag-prepare for dinner or for lunch. So, siyempre, ibang set of emotions din yung kailangan mo para sa mga task na yun. So, ayun, yung limits nga between work and life, na lalo na ngayon, nasa isang location lang tayo for the most part of our day, mas lalong nagiging challenging to achieve the work-life balance. And lastly, no, kadugtong siya ng previous point ko na yung environment natin, yung physical environment natin. And ayun nga, tulad na binigay ko kanina, our work environment before is our office. And our life environment is our homes. And ngayon, isa na lang siya. So definitely, merong ano dyan, merong dissonance and merong confusion na nangyayari sa brains natin or sa body natin na iisang lugar na lang yung pagpinagpapahingahan mo at yung pinagtatrabahuhan mo. And idagdag ko lang din siguro sa point na to, yung digital environment natin. Na if you are exposed to an environment na digital environment, I mean, na yun nga, yung minention ko rin kanina, na ginaglorify yung pagiging busy, or parang, alam mo yun, yung type of ano, digital environment that really makes you feel stressed, feeling mo hindi ka nakapagpahinga kapag nagbo-browse ka ng social media just because of the many different issues we're facing now. Yun din eh, no? Like, minsan kahit hindi work yung part na yun ng araw mo, it gives the same level of stress na kagaya ng sa work. And itong environment, it's really a major factor, no? Na kailangan natin i-consider as one of the challenges nga in achieving work-life balance. And after knowing these challenges sa pag-achieve ng work-life balance, we have to know, no? We have to know how to achieve a sustainable work-life balance. And sasagutin ko yan and i-discuss natin yan sa ating question of the week later. But for now, All the Love Exchange will be right back. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All the Love Exchan releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Welcome back to All the Love Exchan, and now it's time to read your answers para sa ating question of the week na how to achieve a sustainable work-life balance. And personally, like, feeling ko matututo din ako sa mga answers nyo. So sige, simulan na natin. Sabi ni Laika, hindi ko alam, so aantayin ko rin mga answers ng listeners to get tips. If we all want honesty, ito si Laika, sobrang totoo. So siya din daw ay mag-aabang ng mga answers nung iba, na nung ibang listeners kung paano nga ba ma-achieve ang work-life balance. Okay, let's move on to the next answer. How to achieve a sustainable work-life balance? Sabi ni Darla, pag out ka na sa work, huwag ka na magbubukas ng email, Slack, or Viber unless paid overtime. And ito nga ang sagot ni Darla na to, pwede natin i-relate doon sa binanggit kong challenge kanina na finding that limit between work and life. And then, ayun nga na yung always being connected, that becomes a problem when you're trying to achieve a work-life balance. And actually, Darla has made great points dito sa answer niya na kapag out ka naman na nga sa work at kung hindi naman yan filed overtime, ay iwasan mo na magbukas no, ng email, ng Slack, or ng Viber. I mean, I won't recommend turning off the notifications kasi baka mamaya may urgent tasks na kailangan gawin. Pero find the will to not open those work apps na lang, lalo na kapag out ka na. Let's move on to Eliza's answer. Wait, thank you pala Darla sa pag-answer ng ating question of the week. Okay, sabi naman ni Eliza, how to achieve a sustainable work-life balance. Actually, marami siyang points na minention dito. So gusto kong himay-himayin yung mga sagot ni Eliza. Okay, first point, sabi niya, separate accounts on Chrome for work and personal. Okay, dun muna tayo. And ako actually, I agree with this. Like, ako, I use Google Chrome for my work. And then for personal things, I use Safari. And siguro kayo ganun, pwede nyo rin gawin na for work, one specific browser, and then for personal things, you use another browser para hindi nako-confuse ng utak nyo kung ano yung ginagawa nyo, for personal ba or for work. Next naman, nasabi ni Eliza, closing my work window is equal to done for the day. And ayun, like literally pressing the red or X button sa browser nyo, that means you are done for the day. Like, hindi mo lang makita yung screen mo na may email or na merong online drive, di ba? Like, that is, kung meron mong clock out, physical clock out before sa mga office namin, ito na yung digital or virtual clocking out natin, yung pagsara ng work browser. Okay, next point, sabi ni Eliza, in the few cases I work in bed, nag-uulo ako sa opposite end of the bed, aka not sleep pwesto or not the same position when she sleeps. And actually, ang ganda ng point ni Eliza doon because it conditions you, your mind, and your body na pag pinasition mo yung sarili mo not the same as sleeping, hindi siya maiisip ng katawan mo na it's already time for rest. Diba? And yung mind mo and yung body mo magiging alert pa rin siya to execute the tasks that you need to do for work. Okay, next sabi niya ay set markers. For me, 5 or 6 p.m. is workout time. And that also means na hard stop na sa work. As in, hindi na ako nakaka-work after. And ayun, going back to our main point pa rin na setting your own limits talaga and finding the time to do personal things, si Eliza, pagdating daw ng 5 or 6 p.m., ay nagsastop na siya mag-work at it's time to work out. Like, iba yung work-work, iba rin yung working out. And to close it all, sabi ni Eliza, I quote-unquote get ready to work by putting a bit of makeup and wearing jewelry. It helps her mindset daw. And ako, actually gusto ko yun i-apply para sa sarili ko. Na parang you really have to condition yourself na when you do certain things na it's time for work. Kasi before the pandemic, diba, we condition ourselves to going to work by taking a bath, commuting to work, clocking in, diba? Yun yung mga signals natin na magtatrabaho na tayo. Pero ngayon, na nasa isang location lang ang ating work and personal life, we really have to find those signals again. And ang ganda ng mga binring up ni Eliza na points na by simply closing your browser, that's a sign that you are clocked out. And then by simply wearing makeup or wearing jewelry, that means you are ready for work. So it's really about finding the limits and really about finding the boundaries of work and life para ma-achieve yung balance na yun. And that's it for our question of the week segment. Thank you so much, Laika, Darla, and Eliza, para sa inyong mga answers para sa ating question of the week. I truly, truly appreciate them, and I will apply most, if not all, of them sa aking personal life para ma-achieve ko na rin ang work-life balance. At para tayong lahat, ma-achieve na natin ang ating work-life balance. Let's take a quick break, and I'm gonna see you on the flip side. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcasts. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All The Love XChan releases its episode every Wednesday. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. We are back here in All The Love XChan, but before we completely close out the show, syempre alam niyo na kailangan natin i-recap kung ano nga ba yung mga napag-usapan natin para sa episode for today, or I'd like to call it, What Do I Love in this week's episode? And para sa araw na to, I have 3 things to share with you guys. And ito yung mga gusto kong pag-isipan or baunin nyo once the episode ends. Okay, let's go. First point. Work-life balance is a conscious effort. So ayun nga no, hindi pwedeng, hayaan mo na, darating din yung free time ko or darating din yung personal time ko for myself. It's not that. It's really have to be an effort from you to set boundaries, to find the limits between work and life para ma-achieve mo yung balance na yun. Next is, work-life balance is a true Work-life balance is true, but the challenging part is maintaining it. Ayun nga, kasi maraming ibang nagsasabi na hindi achievable ang work-life balance. Ang sasabihin ko lang dyan ay achievable siya. But the challenge talaga doon is kung paano mo isusustain or paano mo i-maintain yung habits mo to achieve a work-life balance. Kasi pwedeng one day na-achieve mo nga na meron kang work-life balance, pero the next day, nasobrahan naman ng work, or the next day, nasobrahan naman ng personal time. So, diba, the key talaga to having a sustainable work-life balance is for you to maintain it. And again, it's really a conscious effort then for you, like aside from the fact na work-life balance is a conscious effort, maintaining din the work-life balance is a conscious effort. And lastly, work-life balance is effective when it's really a balance. Katulad nga ng binanggit ko kanina, kapag nasobrahan ng work, it's not a good thing. Kapag nasobrahan naman ng personal time, na naapektuhan na yung efficiency mo sa work, that's not a good thing as well. So, kailangan mo lang talaga hanapin yung perfect push and pull ng work-life balance. Kasi, that's where you get the motivation and the inspiration, di ba? Na parang when you're tired at work, you do your personal things. And then when you are not having the greatest day sa personal life mo, you can use your work as a distraction and find that confidence again in yourself that you lost along the way in your personal life, diba? Kasi let's admit it, like the thing that we do for our careers or for our jobs, meron talagang certain sense of validation, especially when we complete big projects or when we complete difficult tasks. So really, it's just the balance talaga between work and life and how you can maintain it and how you can find the conscious effort to sustain everything. And that's it for today para sa ating episode titled Work-Life Balance and the Magic of Efficiency. Thank you so much for tuning in to a new episode of All the Love Action, and thank you din para sa mga sumagot sa ating question of the week. But before anything else, and before I completely let go of all of you guys, I would just like to give a quick shout out to @GabGMusic for our official opening billboard and music bed. Check out his other works @GabGMusic on Spotify. Start your week right by answering our question of the week @AllTheLoveAction on Twitter and Instagram every Monday night. Hanapin niyo ang ating question of the week. And next week, no, ang ating topic ay may guest ako. And sana mag-yes yung guest ko para sa next week's topic. Kasi sobrang tagal ko na rin gusto pag-usapan yung topic for next week. And I feel like it will be really, really interesting. But it will be more interesting kung mag-yes yung guest ko. So I hope she says yes. And of course, every Wednesday is the newest, freshest episode of All the Love Action on your favorite platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. This has been Action. Stay safe, stay healthy. All the love, Action. All the love, Action.